The Pat Kenny Show
with Aviva Insurance
on News Talk.
Now, we are joined by Terry Sheridan, Managing Editor of WSHU Public Radio, because Donald Trump, it appears, has just about filled his cabinet picks and his administration talking heads, I suppose, and some of them are quite controversial. Terry, good morning.
Hey, good morning to you, Pat.
I suppose the one that jumps, first of all, front and centre is Ross Vaught, who is the guy heavily involved in the creation of so-called Project 2025, where Donald Trump said repeatedly he has nothing to do with Project 2025, and yet the architect of that is welcomed with open arms into the administration.
Yeah, welcomed with open arms into the administration, into a very key spot to basically oversee or to advise on the federal bureaucracy. He's one of the most, I guess, as you can say, influential and powerful that will be inside the Trump cabinet. But from the public point of view, because he's seen as a wonk, a policy wonk, he is not well known. But he is the one who is basically saying that the government needs to be gutted. He is saying that liberals and Democrats are the enemy and need to be eliminated. And it's his ideas on how to shrink the federal government and how to put Trump loyalists into effectively dismantle or radically change it, how that is done.
Now, exactly how is it to be done? Because there's no doubt when you see what happens, say, when Elon Musk takes over Twitter, now X, and he takes away all the people who were moderating content and the platform became more of the Wild West than it was before. I mean, is this what's going to happen in the federal government, that you have basically no controls on anything?
Pretty much. I mean, it could be, depending upon how far a vote is allowed to go. I mean, some of the things that he wants to do is, for instance, convert a whole bunch of civil servants and workers, tens of thousands of workers who have civil service protection, and classify them as political appointees so that they can be dismissed at will. The other thing,
Can that actually be done? That you've got this sinecure with the federal government, and suddenly you're told, you are not sinecured at all. You are there at the whim of the president.
I think that that's something that we're going to find out if they try to do it. You know, what exactly are the rights of these non-political appointees? Or does the president of the United States, as Russell Vaught and a lot of the Trump administration seem to think, that the president of the United States has the authority and the power to do so? The other, and this is probably the most controversial one, is that he's the one who's been pushing for the invoking of the Insurrection Act, and that is calling the army, the military up to crush protests and to help in the deportation or the expected deportation of the undocumented immigrants. So his Russell Vaught's basic, I guess, philosophy, you want to get to it, is that the president is the ultimate authority in the country. And yes, there are quote unquote guardrails, but what the president wants, the president should get, and the president needs to work to dismantle what the MAGA Republicans think of as a woke and weaponized federal government.
Now, maybe there's a lack of understanding what the permanent civil servants actually does every day, but one suspects that things happen because they are there, and if they are not there, certain things won't happen. You know, payroll, other benefits that might have to be paid out, keeping a check even on the quality of kitchens in restaurants. All of those people who are either state employees or federal employees will be under threat.
Well, federal employees, state employees, not the the president actually doesn't have control over that. But yes, federal employees, Social Security, Medicare, Medicaid, federal programs. I mean, the people who basically do run the country. You know, it could be anything to like, okay, I want to make a Social Security claim, or I want to enroll in Social Security, or it's I want to make a complaint about, you know, something. The people who inspect and do various forms of inspections, either environmentally or whatever, it's those people who remain, you know, that have years or decades of experience. They're the ones they want to get rid of because, again, in the view of Russell Vaught and his kind, they see them as being part of the problem and part of the deep state.
Okay, now, Scott Bessent, who wants to cut deficits, and I mean, the American deficits are shocking per head of population, he wants to cut those deficits, but he also wants to support the president in cutting taxes. How is that square to be circled?
Well, your guess is as good as mine. I mean, the big thing that Bessent is kind of rolled back on, and yes, he's, to use the term, he's drank the MAGA Kool-Aid within the past year or two. He is a conservative. There's no doubt about that. And he was very supportive of Trump on his plan of tariffs on countries that he doesn't want to do business with. However, since he's been appointed, he somewhat has rolled that back and not completely, but saying that they would be implemented gradually instead of all at once is sort of what the impression that Trump gave on the campaign trail. But Bessent is someone who the administration is trying to show, at least try to show, that they are serious about the finances of the country. How he's going to get it done and how he's going to get it done painlessly or relatively painlessly is anyone's guess.
Now, there are some contradictions in the makeup of the cabinet. I mean, Robert F. Kennedy, who most people regard as a bit of a nutcase, he is also pro-choice. And yet the whole tenor of Trump's campaign on a federal basis would be against choice for women, even though Trump himself has been ambivalent, and certainly his wife Melania has been ambivalent about it. So you're going to get these contradictions within the cabinet. Will they simply toe the line for Donald?
I believe so. I mean, yes, there are contradictions there. There are people with various degrees of philosophy or buying into the MAGA point of view. But ultimately, it's going to be Donald Trump who decides what is going to happen. I mean, one of the things that was made clear immediately after Election Day by Donald Trump Jr. is that anybody who thinks that they're smarter than Donald Trump is not going to last long in the government. Anyone who thinks they're going to be independent, it's all going to be their loyalty to Donald Trump is the most important thing. Most important qualification to get a post in the cabinet, loyalty to Donald Trump and willingness to do what Donald Trump wants to do for a certain department or a certain agency.
Now, the question of international affairs, and we know that Joe Biden has upped the ante by allowing those long-range missiles to be fired into Russia from Ukraine. Trump Jr. has been mouthing off about all of that, saying we've got to stop Joe Biden starting World War III before Dad takes office.
Yeah, that's something that's going on, you know, especially among the conservative movement. I mean, the well-respected podcaster or the well-listened-to podcaster, Joe Rogan, you know, has also, on the one hand, started to repeat Russia talking points. Most experts that I have seen or that have talked about it say, yes, this is a threat, but it's more saber-rattling because of two things. One, you know, ultimately, the United States still can take out Russia if Russia does anything, which is the situation. Situation we don't want, but we don't think that Putin would go that far. The other thing is, right now on the ground in Ukraine, Russia is making gains, so they may not need to do this. And number two, Donald Trump is taking office in less than 2 months, and the expectation is that some sort of deal, and I'm putting that in inverted commas, some sort of deal will be made to, if not end the war, at least have a ceasefire.
And finally, the Biden administration has promised a smooth transition to Trump. But in order to have any kind of transition, you know, the sharing of information and so on and so forth, you have to sign a transition document. Has the incoming Trump administration signed off on that document yet?
No, they haven't. And they've also not revealed who is actually paying for the transition team. So, I mean, it's a case where, yes, we're in uncharted territory. This has not happened before. I mean, except, you know, 4 years ago, we forget the transition happened only on one side when Trump didn't do anything until basically the last 2 weeks, you know, after the failure of January 6th. So, no, he has not signed the documents yet.
And Matt Gaetz was the first casualty of Trump's ambition for his cabinet. Who else is likely to fail the test, do you think?
Well, I think right now the nominee for Defense Secretary Pete Hegseth is probably the next one because he has, one, a lack of credentials. And, you know, he was basically a Fox News host. He did serve in the military. but was watched in the military because of some of his radical views. He's also been seriously accused seriously, and police reports have been filed, of sexual misconduct. He is probably the next that is going to step aside because he's become, again, I'm using a lot of air quotes this morning, a distraction.
All right. On that note, Terry Sheridan, thank you very much for joining us. Terry is managing editor of WSHU Public Radio.
The Pat Kenny Show
with Aviva Insurance
on News Talk.